I change not. This is what the Lord in heaven, the Rock of Ages, the immovable rock, that those of us who have a plumb line and level line up with the chief cornerstone, Jesus the Messiah, Yeshua the Messiah. And this is about I change not. And we're going to open this up concerning the political scene from Daniel 7:4 about the 10 horns on the beast, which are 10 kings, verse 4, who shall arise from this kingdom, and another shall rise after them. He shall be different from the first ones and shall subdue the three kings. That's this horn. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change. You can change. You can the times and laws. He is an agent of change. He is a twist. He slithers. He coils around. He has a forked tongue. He changes the times and laws. Then the saints shall be given to his hand for a time, times, and half a time. But the court shall be seated, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it forever. Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Father, we thank you and praise you. Give me the tongue of the pen of a ready writer to articulate and bring and open up the scroll, the words from heaven, the eternal perspective in Jesus' name. Now, over the 6,000 years of man's history, there have been monarchies and dictators, Caesars and czars. There's been caliphates. Authoritarian, heavy-handed leaders. Always there's this pyramid structure where one bully comes to the top of the dog pile and tells everybody else what to do. We see this recorded in the book of the Old Testament, where after coming out of bondage from Pharaoh in Egypt and being in the wilderness and going into the promised land to conquer the giants, came a time of judges. Now, there are a few times where men have tried to rule themselves and take responsibility before God, their king. They have a certain moral restraint of laws and restrictions. And the time of judges was that. And then eventually the people, the Hebrews, wanted to have a king like all the other people, and they rejected God's rule over them. According to the book of Samuel, where Samuel was upset and saying the people want a king, and the Lord said, they are not rejecting you, Samuel, they are rejecting me from being king. So this begs the question, therefore, how do we make Jesus, Yeshua, the Lord, king in our life? How do we come into the unchangeable precepts and laws and statutes of the Lord King Almighty? That we do not give in to these horns. Horns are symbols of power on beast systems. That's the carnal world systems. And those beasts change. They're agents of change, times and laws. And they do not follow the principles. They are not under the stewardship of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. All right, let's take this a step further. So there was a 200-year period where there were judges. There are a few other experiments where people tried to govern themselves. But overall history has been governed by a king, a horn of power. Let's look to Malachi, speaking of the Lord's change and his ordinances. Now, behold, Malachi 3, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, is he come? He is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. So these sons of Levi are impure, and they need to go through the crucible, the fire, to be refined so that they can be made righteous. And by their righteousness, then their hands can offer up offerings of righteousness. Then the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord, as in the days of old, as in former years. And I will come near you for judgment, and I will be a swift witness. This is the Lord speaking now. Against sorcerers, against adulterers, against perjurers, against those who exploit wage earners and widows and orphans, and against those who turn away an alien because they do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord. I do not change. He does not change in regard to the judgment he has and the witness against sorcerers, adulterers, perjurers, the exploiter, wage earners, widows, and orphans, and those who turn away an alien. And these crimes, these sins, these iniquities that are in God's temple amongst his people is because they do not fear God. So we need the fear of God, because that's the beginning of wisdom, because the terror of God will come and bring judgment upon us. For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. Yet from the days of your fathers you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me and I will return to you. What does it mean to return to God? To keep his ordinances, says the Lord. But you say, in what way shall we return? And then it goes on to say that they have robbed God of his just due, the offerings of righteousness by their hands. Now in these two passages, Daniel 7 and Malachi 3, we have laid out the agents of change are those who change the times and laws and are in opposition to the King of Kings, the Lord God Almighty, who is seated in the courts in heaven. And the other, that the Lord himself says and declares, he does not change. There are certain principles and statutes that when you're under his government, these things are given. That shows, that verifies, and that validates the fact that you are under the jurisdiction, you are under the rule of the Lord God Almighty. Now, let's look at what happens for the leaders in the country. I believe it's in Judah and Jerusalem. In Jeremiah 13, where the Lord says this is what he's going to do. And this is interesting. This has come out of a prayerful revelation from the Lord. I lift up your eyes and see those who come from the north. Where's the flock that was given to you, you beautiful sheep? What will you say when he punishes you? For you have taught them to be chieftains, to be head over you. Will not pain seize you like a woman in labor? And if you say in your heart, why have these things come upon me? For the greatness of your iniquity, your skirts have been uncovered and your heels made bare. Can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard's its spots? Then may you also do good who are accustomed to doing evil. Therefore, I will scatter them like stubble that passes away by the wind of the wilderness. This is your lot, the portion of your measure from me, says the Lord, because you have forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. Therefore, I will uncover your skirts over your face, that your shame may appear. I have seen your adulteries and your lustful names, the lewdness of your harlotry, your abominations on the hills, in the fields. Woe to you, O Jerusalem! Will you still not be made clean? Here the prophet Jeremiah is indicting the idolatry, the spiritual harlotry of Jerusalem, and says, can you change your skin or your spots? Can you change? Can you change back to righteousness? That you who are accustomed to doing good and evil, is there in, and so we see that the beast, the leopard, who's this beast system that this talks about, the beast system is the carnal nature that comes up and controls humankind. And then if they are ruled by that beast nature and not by the discipline of the Lord, then they will be twisted and they will not be able to ever change. Now, what about the people of the Lord, those who do righteous in the land? Come, Isaiah 26, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you and hide yourself as it were for a little moment until the indignation is past. That is the furnace, the fuel, the purging of iniquity. The indignation of the Lord, the day of the Lord. For behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth will also disclose her blood and will no more cover her slain. The three things, when God hates innocent blood, okay, the victimization of innocent blood and these other things, the sorcerers, the adulterers that I just read out of Malachi, who you know, the perjurers, the exploiters, wage earners, widows, and orphans, and those who turn away an alien. And he hates the shedding of innocent blood, abortion. It's an altar of demonic power because the life is in the blood. And the earth will disclose her blood and will no more cover her slain. These unrighteous wars, these wicked people create and foment wars and these destroyers of the earth. What about the people of the Lord? Do not fret because of these evildoers and nor be envious of the wicked, for there will be no prospect for the evil. The lamp of the wicked will be put out. There's no prospect for the evil man. The lamp of the wicked will be put out. My son, fear the Lord and the King. Do not associate with those given to change. Don't associate with them. For their calamity will rise suddenly. And who knows the ruin those two can bring. These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to show partiality in judgment. He who says to the wicked, you are righteous, him the people will curse. Nations will abhor him. But those who rebuke the wicked will have delight, and a good blessing will come upon them. He who gives a right answer kisses the lips. Do not fret. Don't be envious because of these people, because they're going to be put out. It says right here. And don't associate with those given to change, because the Lord does not change. And the wicked can't change. If they practice evil, then they become evil. Let's hear what the Lord has to say in Psalm 102:25. Of old, you have laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure. Yes, they will all grow old like a garment. Like a cloak, you will change them, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end. The children of your servants will continue, and their descendants will be established before you. I am the same. I am the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Now let's look at how the righteous are supposed, those who know the Lord, How are we to abide in him? How are we not to be those that are be put off and changed, but that are we will be established forever? Lord, who may dwell in your tabernacle, and who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart, he who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change. He does not put out his money usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. They shall never be moved from that rock of their salvation, that steady place of you know, where all things that are temporal are being shaken, that the heavens and the earth are being shaken, but so that which cannot be shaken will remain. So there is a remaining, an eternal remaining, a eternal, unchangeable, the unshakable, a kingdom of heaven, so that you will be established. And this is not an external beast, carnal, fleshy kingdom. This is another kingdom. Let's take a look at Isaiah 51. This has been in just running around again and again in me. And the first part of it speaks about the people of God and what happens. And then the second part goes on to the judgments of God when he deals with his people. So we've gone to the systems of this earth and the fact that they change and they move around, and that they change the times and seasons and laws, that this is all part. So who is this operating? And then that the Lord has established that he does not change. And in order to be under his lordship and his kingship, you are to stay in his principles, the things that are unchangeable. Listen to me, you who follow after righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn. Look to the hole of the pit from which you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who bore you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. For the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in it. Thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Listen to me, my people, and give ear to me, O my nation. For law will proceed from me. Here the Lord establishes that the law comes from him. If there's a court in heaven and a judge, the Ancient of Days, then he's the lawgiver, and the law proceeds from him. And I will make my justice rest as a light of the peoples. My righteousness is near, and my salvation has gone forth, and my arms will judge the peoples. The close lands will wait upon me, and on my arm they will trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look on the earth beneath. For the heavens will vanish away like smoke, and the earth will grow old like a garment. Just what I said, heaven and earth will be shaken, and only that which is eternal will remain. And those who dwell in it will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will not be abolished. Listen to me, you who know righteousness, you people in whose heart is my law. Do not fear the reproach of men, nor be afraid of their insults. For the moth will eat them up like a garment, and the worm will eat them like wool. But my righteousness will be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. awake as in ancient days, in the generations of old. Are you not the arm that cut Rahab apart and wounded the serpent? Now, I want to stop here at this particular scripture and elucidate it a bit. Let's look